Hello, and welcome to This Week in James City County. I'm your host, Renee Dahlman. Today, I am honored to be joined by Ms. Barbara Knoll. Ms. Knoll is the newest member of the James City County Board of Supervisors. Welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me, Renee. I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you. And I know especially this past week has been a very, very busy time for you all, so I really appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you.
So thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, he said thank you for inviting me.
Of course. So you were elected in November and you were sworn in, I believe it was the end of December, correct?
Correct.
And then you came up on the dais as a board member in January, but that was not your first visit to the dais, was it?
No. I had 1 month to continue or to finish up my term on the Planning Commission. So I was on the Planning Commission for the past 4 years. And I loved it. I really like to know what's going on in the community. I like to be part of it. I like to be part of the planning. I did serve on another planning commission when I was in Pennsylvania. So I sort of know what's going on. And I really love being involved in that process. And of course, everybody on the planning commission is fabulous. The staff is great. You know, it was really a fun time. So I enjoy that. I miss it a little bit because it was a lot less work than what I'm doing now. But it's okay. That's okay. And it was a fun commission to be on, and we got a lot of work done, and that's what's important, and trying to get businesses to come in and so forth and help people get their houses built or whatever they want to do. And zoning, the hardest part, I think, was the first year because during COVID, and they were still working on the comprehensive plan, which is just a nightmare. It's so big, so comprehensive. There's so much stuff in it. And I thought I'd never have to work on one of those again, but I did. And, you know, we got a lot of input from the county, from the residents and so forth. And we just worked through it, but it was really hard doing it on Zoom. It's so much easier to do something like that in a room when everybody's sitting down and can kind of go after each other and say, wait a minute, what are you thinking about? And what's behind this? Why do you want to do this? You know, I have a different opinion or whatever, but doing it on Zoom was extremely stressful.
Sure.
But then the last 3 years were fine. We didn't have to do that. I mean, just the normal planning commission things.
Right. So what caused you to decide to run for the Board of Supervisors?
Well, during that tenure, I knew a lot about Well, I had to report to the Board of Supervisors, you know, because we took turns doing that and telling them what the Planning Commission was doing and so forth. And then I found out that Ms. Sadler was not going to run again. And actually, she and a few people came to me and said, you're the only person we could trust doing this. We know you. We know how you are. We know how you get along with people, how you like being with people. That's from my prior career, of course. And would you be willing to do this?
And you said yes.
And I thought, no, I thought about it for a few days. I did. I thought about it for a few days. And Ms. Sadler says, oh, there's only two meetings a month, which we know is not true. So, you know, because you have to be on other boards and things like that.
Right.
But I thought, you know, I'm single. I've got time. I like to be busy. Mm-hmm. And I like to be part of what's going on in the community because I love living here. I came from Charlottesville 7 years ago. This is completely different here. There's a completely different mindset of the people here, I think. Basically more rural too. And I like that. And I just really enjoy living here. So I love being part of it. I mean, I just jumped right in. I went to the the police academy, you know, 5 years ago. We had a ball, became a police volunteer. I love that. I mean, I just like to be involved doing something. And I tell my son it keeps me off the streets. So that's it.
Well, that is great. I don't know, out of all of the places that you could have moved to in the country or in the world, I'm so glad you chose us.
I am too. Yeah. Basically, I've always loved Williamsburg, even though my son lived in Chesapeake and you know, with the Navy and all of that. Even when I didn't move here because of him, I moved down here because I love this area and it's just beautiful. And everybody that works for this county is so nice. I mean, I have never heard one complaint about anyone who works for
Oh,
this county, which is really good,
that's
especially
good.
during this tax time and they're going to the assessor and all that. They were so nice to me.
Oh,
They
that's good.
were. Yeah. So it's
That is
nice.
really good to hear
It
for
is really,
sure.
well, I know, and I tell people that, and then
Yeah.
I tell Grace that too. You know, the guys at the convenience center, my gosh, they're funny, they're fabulous, they're sweet. We'll help you through it. Don't worry about it. Okay. And it's nice to see people that enjoy their job.
Absolutely. So
Yes.
tell me, what has been, you've been involved now in public service for a while.
Yeah.
What
Yes.
is your favorite part about being part of public service?
It's meeting people. I mean, it's
Okay.
meeting people because that was my past career. And just even when I was running for office, just knocking doors and meeting people. I met thousands of people. And I've been on every street in my district, every single street,
Wow.
and just talking to people and interacting with them and seeing if you can help them. And when they ask you a question, well, if I don't know the answer, I'll get back to you and I'll find out the answer and I'll call them back. And I mentioned that the other night at my town hall. If you want to talk to me, you call me or you send me an email. I will get back to you and I will get you your answer. So I love being involved and being part of the solution with that people have their need for some of their little issues, big or small, doesn't matter. Doesn't
Sure.
matter. I'm there for them. Yeah.
So you've mentioned a couple of times about your previous career. What did you do before you retired?
I was a flight attendant for United Airlines for 37
Really?
years. I'm also a
Wow.
commercial pilot. I flew for a company. I was chief pilot for a company up in Harrisburg and flew for a gas company. Yeah, but the 37 years at United Airlines, I mean, you know, flying to Tokyo with 300 of my best friends, you know. So I'm a people person. I can't be away from people. I enjoy being with people. And
Oh,
when I
that's fun.
retired, people said, "Well, what do you mean you're going to work part-time? I need my people
Yeah,
fix, and I
yeah.
don't want to get stuck somewhere, and I don't want to be at home one day having nothing to do." So I'm an A personality, you know.
Well, and once again, I'm not sure how we lucked out, but I am so
Oh, you're
glad you
so
have chosen
sweet.
us. That's
You're
amazing.
very, very nice to say that.
Aw, well, it's true. It's true. So you've been with us now where you've started your fourth month on the board. Has there been anything that has surprised you that you were not really expecting coming in?
Not in particular, because I had a mentor in Miss Sadler who
True.
told me everything that was going on all the time. So, kind of briefing me and getting me ready. If I had walked in and not had been on the planning commission and not had known her, I think it would have been a big shock. But working within the system already and talking to her quite often, because she would call and say, "Well, what's on your agenda tonight? You know, in the planning commission, what's coming our way?" And I would tell her. So not so much. I think what kind of shocks me, but I knew this was going to happen, that I have to be on these committees and everybody divides them up. And that's with the organizational meeting. I said, "Well, we need somebody to be the chair of the JCSA board of directors." I said, "Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't know what it means, but I'll do it. And I can do that." And then I knew about the committees. And so I thought, and Sue says, "I need you on economic development because that's what you really push for, you really want, and you want to increase our tax base here without having sprawl and not having so many homes. I want more businesses because we really need businesses. We need money coming in and we need jobs for people."
Okay, so again, to all of our now listeners, we have had a pretty significant technical failure, and so we are just going to finish the rest of this podcast on audio. So we have now moved. We're all together in my office. And I think when we had the break, we were talking about economic development. And I believe that that's one of the committees that you are
Sure.
on, correct?
So I serve on the Economic Development Committee, and I wanted to be on there because I think that economic development is what we need in our county. brings in revenue, tax, obviously jobs. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need here. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see more of that. So I am on the Economic Development Committee, also on the Agriculture Forestal District Community, which is made up of people that want to put their land in like a conservancy. It's like a conservancy. They get a little tax break and so forth, but there we have districts throughout the county mm-hmm. and through at the county. So people come to us and say, I want to put my land in a kind of a trust. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens there. So I love being on there. And then the one that I didn't think was all that exciting is the Virginia Peninsula Regional Jail.
Ah, okay.
And I love it. It's really interesting. And when I went on my tour there, even Mr. Stevens joined because he likes to come there. So we went through the whole jail and Roy told us all about it. And it's been really interesting. And so they have a meeting like once a month. Mm-hmm. So I have to go to those. But a couple of weeks ago, they had a graduation ceremony for some of the ladies who graduated from their drug rehab program.
That's amazing.
And that is so exciting. And that's so nice to see that these ladies are going to go back once they're released and they're going to get help. They mm-hmm. can still join all the local
AA, that's right.
All mm-hmm. the meeting, you know, AA and whatever else is out there that they want. But it's really kind of nice that we're doing that for them, that the jail's doing that for them.
For sure.
So that's kind of interesting. I liked that. And then I told you, I also became chair of the JCSA, mm-hmm. which is kind of just an interesting job. I just run the little meetings, and they're usually before the Board of Supervisors meetings. But as people may or may not know, everybody on the Board of Supervisors is a director mm-hmm. at the James City Service Authority. So far, that's it. Takes most of my time.
I am sure.
And then you have to go. Then you go to the openings of new businesses, which is always fun. And next Friday, is it this Friday? We're having Employee Appreciation mm-hmm. Day down at Busch Gardens. I'm looking forward to that.
That's a nice ceremony that we
I
have.
I can't wait. I can't wait for that. And a while ago, before I ran, or when I was running, we opened the VOTEC up in Stonehouse District, which I just think is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that we have that for kids who don't want to go to college, because mm-hmm. actually the money's in plumbing and electrical mm-hmm. and HVAC and not in college degrees anymore. Right. They're not getting jobs that pay what they want to pay, mm-hmm. yet you can go out and be a plumber and charge $90 an hour. And that's the way it is. And so that's where we need to get a lot of these kids. Mm-hmm. And my son went into the Navy and he's a diesel mechanic and he can get hired anywhere. So we need more technically trained people and let them know that that's available to them.
Absolutely.
So that's part of the old Thomas Nelson, now they call it what, regional?
Or Virginia Peninsula.
Virginia Community Peninsula College. Community College.
There
Thank
we
you.
Go. Yeah.
There we got it. We got it. We got it. They changed the names. I'm used to PVCC in Charlottesville.
Oh, okay, right.
So Piedmont Virginia Community College. And community colleges, I think, are just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And they really, there's really a place for them. And it's a big place for them. And they've been very, very successful. They had them in California for a long time before we had them here.
Okay.
And they were very, and they found that they're successful.
Absolutely.
And plus saving people a lot of money.
Yeah.
So,
agreed.
So I'm happy with that.
So when you're not going to 14,000 meetings and events a month, what do you do in your spare time?
I was thinking about that part. What do? I go to the gym a lot.
Okay.
Go to the gym and work out for an hour as much as I can. Mm-hmm. I take walks, you know, in my development stuff and see what's going on. And then wine is a hobby of mine. Uh-huh. So I go to wineries or anything having to do with wine. I worked at a couple of wineries after I retired.
Oh, nice.
And it's kind of my passion.
Yeah.
My fun thing to do. And that's about it. I don't have a lot of downtime.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The other day I said, oh my gosh, I have nothing to do today. Maybe I ought to think about cleaning my house.
Okay. Well, that's not so much fun.
Well, but it's okay. It felt good at the end of the day going, oh my gosh, I finally got something accomplished here where I live, you know, all the pollen on everything.
Oh my gosh, it's the worst.
And it's the worst time of year for us in Virginia.
Absolutely.
But I am very happy. You know, I'm very happy doing my new job, and I enjoy helping people. And so if I can be part of that, then that's where I want to be.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We are so lucky.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Okay. And so just to recap, you're a former pilot, flight attendant, planning commissioner in not one, but two localities. And now you're on the Board of Supervisors, and you are the chair of the JCSA. And you, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But I like to be busy.
Yeah. Well,
but you have to, but the whole board has to be on different. There's a bunch of committees you have to be on. So it's not just me. It's all of us.
Right.
All of us going here and going there and doing this and doing that. Yeah. But one of the things I did like about the Planning Commission, I have to tell you, is when something came up to us and some job was one day on Jolly Pond Road, another one's down Blow Flats. And I've lived here 7 years. That's not that long. And I had to put that in my GPS. And I got down there and I was blown away by what is there and where I was. You know, still thinking, am I still in James City County? Wow. But you're looking at Newport News right across the road. You
know? Right.
So I think that was kind of interesting, going out and just saying, okay, somebody's applied to do this. I need to go out and look at it because I know that there are other people who don't. But I'm not one of them.
Right. No, because
I want to say, I was there and I looked at the situation and I maybe think differently than you. So.
Yeah.
But we all got along. The Planning Commission all got along. We all got along. We all have our different ideas. And I find the same with the board.
That's great. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
We really are. I did not know about your previous careers, and that's pretty amazing. Well, Barbara, thank you so much for taking some time to come out. Because again, I know that it's a really busy time, but and I don't think it's going to slow down.
No, but they keep saying each night, "I'll see you tomorrow."
Right.
See you tomorrow.
Right.
See you, like Mark today. See you tonight. Yes. Saw you last night, I think. So if anybody wants to know where their spouse is on this Board of Supervisors, just, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
We're all hanging out together.
Absolutely.
So it's great.
Thanks once again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Well,
a pleasure.
A pleasure. Well, that wraps up this episode of This Week in James City County. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, please be sure to subscribe. That way you will never miss an episode. And go to our website. We're at jamescitycountyva.gov/podcast, where you will find all of our shows as well as a form that you can complete. Give us show ideas, comments, critiques. We would love to hear from you. So once again, thank you so much, and we will talk with you next week.